Hi, and welcome to the Magazine Rack. I'm Chris. I'm Bob Massa, and today I'll be reading from Consumer Reports, and this is a continuation of the best and worst cars, if you want to call it that, and trucks and SUVs. We're going to go this time with the new car ratings, and I'm going to read you the recommended picks that Consumer Reports has by make and by model. And we'll go through this. Starting with cars that are subcompact, they have the first one, the Nissan Kicks. Overall score of 65 and a price tag of $21,000. Followed by a Hyundai Venue, overall score of 64 and a price tag of $20,720. Going into the compact car range, we're going to have a start with a Kia Niro PHEV, and we know that's a hybrid, and that's a green choice as well, by the way, and that's an overall score of 85, price tag of $35,940, followed by a Toyota Prius all-wheel drive, a green choice at 80 overall score and a price tag of $33,909. And then again, a Kia Niro 1.6, just a straight thing, not a hybrid. It could be a hybrid. But it's got a rating of 79 overall, and it's a green choice. And then they have a Mazda 3, 78 overall score. Price tag of $24,115. And we have a lot of compact cars. So the next one was a Hyundai Elantra Hybrid. 77 overall score, $24,900 price, and it's a green choice, which means that it meets all the green standards that they have. And the Toyota Prius Prime, 76 overall, $39,000. And a green choice as well. Subaru Impreza, 76, and a price tag of $28,253. Followed by a Toyota Corolla, 75, overall score, $24,835. And then we have a Hyundai Elantra, 74, overall score, $23,000. Toyota Corolla Hybrid, a green choice at 74, $25,145. Kia Soul, 73, $25,320. Toyota Corolla Hatchback, 24, $263. And an overall score of 73. The Honda Civic, 71 overall score and a price tag of $24,095. And the Kia Forte, 70, $20,165. Lastly, the Nissan Sentra, 70, overall score, $21,400. And let's review. When I say a green choice, I'm going to give you the information they have provided to us. The green choice designation is awarded to the 2024 models that are in the top 20% of vehicles with the cleanest emissions, according to the Environmental Protection Agencies, and they're identified with a little green leaf. Now we'll move into the mid-sized slash large cars, and we start with, here's a whole big list of these as well, a Toyota Camry Hybrid, 93 overall score and a price tag of $28,949. Followed by a Hyundai Accord Hybrid, 89 overall score, $32,990. Toyota Camry, overall score of 88 and $26,364 price tag. Kia K5, 80 overall score, $25,610. Honda Accord, 78 overall score, $30,705. Toyota Crown, which got a score of 78, $47,583, and this is a green choice. And the Volkswagen Arteon, 77 overall score, $43,475. Subaru Legacy, 77, overall score, 27,609. And the Nissan Altima, 76, 29,330. Hyundai Sonata, and this is a overall score of 74 for 28,615. Followed by a Hyundai Sonata Hybrid, 72, 31,915. Okay, next we got cars, luxury entry level, Audi A3, 76, overall score, 43,020 price tag. A BMW 228i Grand Coupe, 74, overall score, 41,345. Acura Integra, 71, overall score, 34,395. And a Cadillac CT4, 70 overall score, and a price tag of $49,215. Next, we have luxury compacts. Started with a BMW 330e X-Drive. Green Choice, 81 overall score, $53,455 price tag. BMW 3301X Drive, got a 78 overall score, $52,995. And then followed by an Infiniti Q50, 74 overall score, $48,775 price tag. Lexus IS 300, 72 overall score, $45,345. Audi A4 is next, 71, $48,890. Volvo S60 comes in at a 70, $47,110. Followed by a Cadillac CT5. 69 overall score and a price tag of $53,520. Next is the Acura TLX, 69 overall score, $45,025 on the price. And then as we move up to a luxury mid-sized or large cars, we're going to go with the Lexus ES 300H green car. 88 overall score, and that comes in at a price of $49,365. Again, another Lexus follows that, and that's a 350, and this is an 82 overall score, $48,855. Next, we got two Audis coming up, an Audi 6 at 76 overall score and a price tag of $59,390. And if you want to really step up, the Audi A8, 74 overall score at $97,595. And lastly, the Genesis, a G80 at 74 overall score and a price of $56,920. Moving into electrics, we got a car, and they recommended two here, the Hyundai IONIQ 6 Ioniq, I guess that's how it says. 83 overall score, it's a green car, $52,975, followed by the Kia Niro EV, green car, 71 overall score, price tag of $42,595. Stepping into the luxury electrics, we have three. First one is a BMW i4. 83 overall score, it's a green car, $73,245. And then we go to a Porsche Taycan, green car, 76, price tag of $128,520. And then we'd be followed by a Tesla Model 3, 71 overall score, of course it's a green car, $47,240. Now, in a sports car two-seat class, we've got, again, quite a few. Start with the Porsche 718 Boxster, 85 overall score, price tag of just a slight hedge under $70,000. Toyota Supra, 84 overall score, $56,115. The Chevy Corvette, 81 overall score, price tag of 77,680. And then we have a Mazda MX-5 Miata, 80 overall score, 32,715. How about a BMW Z4, 80, a price tag of 59,195. And the last one in that category is a Nissan Z, 71, 52,125 price. Moving into the sports car range for 4- and 5-seaters. Subaru BRZ, 85 overall score, price tag of 32,115. Followed by another Subaru, which is the WRX, 83 overall score, $33,227. And a Toyota GR86, 83 overall score, $32,206. And BMW 230i, 80 overall score, and a $39,595 price tag. Mini Cooper, 78 overall score, $29,945. Honda Civic SI, 71 overall score, $28,315. Now for minivans, we have these. The Kia Carnival, 83 overall score, $40,785 price tag. Toyota Sienna, 77, $43,570. Honda Odyssey, 76 overall, $43,655. And lastly, in this category, the Chrysler Pacifica, 70 overall score and a tag of $44,345. Fourth. And in the next grouping, we start with SUVs and subcompact. How about a Subaru Crosstrek, 87? Overall score and $29,685 price tag. Toyota Corolla Cross Hybrid, 79 overall score, any price tag of $31,795. Honda HR-V, 74 overall score, $28,790. And Toyota Corolla Cross, 69. Overall score, $28,329. And then a Kia Seltos, 68, $24,820. Followed by the CX-30, 67 overall score, and a price tag of $28,645. In the next group, which is the SUVs compact, we've got 20 recommended choices, starting with a Toyota RAV4 Prime, a green choice, 89 overall score, $45,923 price tag, and then a Subaru Forester, 88 overall score, and a tag of $32,755. A Kia Sportage PHEV, which is a green choice, 87 overall score, $41,320. Honda CR-V, an 85 overall and $34,250. The Hyundai Tucson Hybrid, 85 overall, $33,194. Hyundai CR-V Hybrid, 84 overall score, $35,650. The Hyundai Tucson, 82 overall score and a tag of $31,969. Again, then another Hyundai Tucson PHEV, green choice at 82 overall score and $39,440. The Mitsubishi Outlander, a PHEV, a green choice at 82, and a price tag of $47,225. And then we got a Kia Sportage Hybrid, 79 overall, $32,905. Toyota RAV4 Hybrid, 78 overall, and a $34,193 score. Mazda CX-50, 77 overall score, 38,620. The Mitsubishi Outlander, 77 overall score, 34,340. And the Toyota RAV4, 75 overall, 32,109 price tag. Mazda CX-5, 75 overall score, 31,190. Kia Sportage, 74, 31,220. The Ford Escape, a PHEV, a green choice at 74, price tag of 43,725. And the Chevy Equinox, 71, 33,730. And the Nissan Rogue, 70, 34,905. And finally, the last one, the Ford Escape Hybrid, 70, 37,175 price tag. In the midsize range for an SUV, they start with a Subaru Outback, 79 overall, 39,572. Then a Toyota Venza, 79 overall, 40,160. Ford Edge, 79 overall, 42,610. Honda Passport, 70, 39,937. And the Nissan Murano, 69, 42,065. If you're looking for a midsize three-row SUV, here's your choices. Toyota Highlander Hybrid, 85, 47,595. The Kia Telluride, 84, and a overall score of 84, and a price tag of 40,855. The Hyundai Palisade at 83 and 43,415. The Mazda CX-90, 82 overall score, 48,670 price tag. And then we got the Mazda CX-90 PHEV, a green choice, of course, at 55,150. Toyota Highlander, 80 overall score, 46,328 price tag. Toyota Grand Highlander, 80 overall score, 49,457. The Subaru Ascent, 79 overall score, the tag of 43,867. Kia Sorento Hybrid, 77 overall score, 40,975. The Honda Pilot, 77, 50,240. And lastly, the Kia Sorento, 72 overall score and a 38,725 price tag. And then we have the SUV large, and believe me here, none are recommended. And that includes the Toyota Sequoia, Ford Expedition, Nissan Armada, Chevrolet Subaru Suburban, GMC Yukon, GMC Yukon XL, the Chevy Tahoe, or the Jeep Wagoneer. But if we want to move into the luxury entry level for the SUVs, we can start with the BMW XI, 79 overall score, 46,495 price. And then it's followed by the Lexus UX 250H, 78 overall score, 37,740. And then if we have a Mini Cooper Countryman, 77 overall score and 39,535. And then followed and lastly in that grouping, the Audi Q3 70, 43,940. Now we have luxury compact SUVs. I'm going to start with the BMW X3, 86 overall score, 53,745 price. Lexus NX 350H, 83, $47,590. The Acura RDX, 81 overall, $43,995. And then Porsche Macan, a 76 overall score and a price of $63,290. The Lincoln Corsair, 72, $50,870. The Lexus NX, a 350, 72, and a tag of 47, 765. Cadillac XT5, a 71 overall score and a $51,000 price tag. And lastly, the Buick Envision, 69 overall score and a tag of $43,180. In the luxury midsize SUV, we got a BMW X5, 92 overall score and about $68,730. Followed by the BMW X5 PHEV, which is a green choice at 88 and a price tag of $82,945. And followed again by the Lexus RX 350H, 83 overall score, $59,955. The Porsche Cayenne, 81 overall score and a tag of $79,280. And lastly, the Lexus RX 350, 78 overall score, price tag of $55,595. In the SUV's luxury midsize three-row, we start with an Audi Q7, 76 overall score, $71,010 a price tag, followed by the Cadillac XT6, 72 overall score, $62,515. And then when they have an Acura MDX, 70 overall score, $55,125. And lastly in this group, the Infiniti QX60, 70 overall score, $59,835 price. And how about the luxury large, if you want to go that route? BMW X7, 78 overall score, $84,095. The Buick Enclave, 77 overall score, and a tag of $55,680. SUVs electric. Kia EV6. 77 overall, $52,840 price tag. Nissan Ariya, that's spelled A-R-I-Y-A. This is a green choice, and both of these are all green choices, by the way. 70, and it had a price tag of $63,020. Ford Mustang Mach-E, 70 overall score, $55,800. Then in the SUV class, the last ones, this is the SUV Electric Luxury. And of course, these are all green choices. So the BMW iX at 84 overall score, $92,695 price. Genesis GV60, 75 overall score, $60,220. The Lexus RX 74, $63,405, and followed by the Tesla Model Y 72, price tag of $61,190. And then we have an Audi Q8 e-tron, 70 overall score, $80,450. The Genesis Electrified, GV70, 69 overall score, $67,595 is the score. The Audi Q4 e-tron, 69 overall score and a $60,580 tag. Now let's take a look at pickup trucks. So we're going to start with the small ones. That says that the Ford Maverick with a 78 overall score and a tag of $29,965, number one. Then by a Ford Maverick Hybrid, 77 overall score and a tag of $32,925. And lastly in the small category is a Hyundai Santa Cruz, 74. And a $42,050 price tag. In the midsize, there's only one, and that is the Honda Ridgeline, 77 overall score, $36,480. And lastly, we go into the pickups full-sized. We have two Rams, one being the 1500, and that's a 71 overall score, and again, a price tag of $53,120. And a Ram 1500, and this is a smaller engine one, $71,000. Again, the price tag of $53,120. There were no pickup electric recommends. So that's it for this grouping of cars and trucks. Okay, we're going to take a look at some language here, which is important to know as we go through looking at all these things that we've been talking about. So they label this as, what the heck is a mild hybrid? And this is called some new car lingo to know. Scratching your head over the acronyms and techie auto terms in this issue? Here's your crib sheet. First of all, ICE, I-C-E. Pronounce it that way, you do the word that means frozen water. It stands for internal combustion engine. And basically, it means your car uses gas or diesel fuel. A mild hybrid. These autos offer some electric assist to run on ICE electrical accessories, but they don't compare with regular hybrids in terms of fuel efficiency. Audi, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Volvo make these, and no, they won't save you much on fuel. PHEV. If you don't know what a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, otherwise known as PHEV, is, you drove right past the big feature on them in this issue, which was on earlier pages, on your way here. Maybe you always read the last page first. These can be charged with a regular electrical outlet, and some take you nearly 50 miles on that charge alone. And after that, it switches to your gas tank or so, and no stuck-on-the-road charging worries. Turbocharger. Makes a small, energy-efficient engine more powerful and fun by force-feeding air into the engine cylinders. Picture Popeye eating spinach with a leaf blower. How about ACN, which means automatic crash notification? Don't have your phone in hand when you're in the crash? Not surprising. This vital safety system automatically alerts first responders and tells them where you are. Heads-up display, cool feature that projects speed and even navigation onto the windshield in front of the driver so that they do not need to look away from the road. DC fast charging. This isn't only for those driving around the nation's capital. It's just the quickest way to juice up your EV, about an hour versus 9 hour plus hours using a typical home charger. And then we have auto stop and start. This fuel-saving feature shuts off the engine when the vehicle stops and restarts it when the brake pedal is released. The switch that turns this system off may be more popular than the feature itself. And finally, this is the lingo, all-wheel drive versus four-wheel drive. Nope, not the same thing. Both give you traction on all four wheels, but four-wheel drive is more slip-resistant, making it better if you're driving in muddy places. If you're mostly driving on pavement, all-wheel drive is a better choice. That's it for this installment of the Magazine Rack, and I've been reading from the April 2024 edition of Consumer Reports. I'm Bob Massa, and so long until the next time.